At last Thursday's meeting, Ketchikan City Council authorized a 20 to 40 year lease with Peace Health. But blink, and you could have missed it. Last month, the lease was approved, so the council's action was mostly a formality. But now, it's official. By October 1st of this year, the new lease will go into effect. The City Council also established a Ketchikan Healthcare Advisory Committee, which will provide oversight of the lease agreement and take public input. Council member Jana Lee Gage says she was overall happy with the contract and already has a request for the committee.
I know that we have many healthcare providers in the community that are not part of Peace Health. And one of the things I'd like to see that maybe we didn't think about was making sure that Peace Health works with them as a united front.
Also on Thursday, the council authorized the city manager to transfer $55,000 from the U.S. Marshals Property Seizure Fund to the Ketchikan Police Department. It will pay for specialized and required training, as well as operating supplies. Acting Police Chief Eric Mattson says that recent retirements could put some training certifications in jeopardy, with upcoming expiration dates looming.
We're going to have no taser instructor on the island. It could be problematic for litigation later on if we deploy a taser without having either current certifications or future certifications.
Beyond the taser instruction certification, Mattson says the money will go to multiple training programs. That includes advanced sexual assault and domestic violence training and bike patrol training. He says the police department will also use the funds to buy vehicle radars and fitness equipment, among other purchases. After requesting the transfer, Mattson answered some questions from council members about the state of the police department. Council member Riley Gass asked for an update on staffing after recent retirements.
The positions are frozen, so we had essentially 95 years experience walk out and we've replaced it with zero.
Mattson says that for now, the department is making things work, and two people are currently in training at the Public Safety Training Academy. The council also discussed the ongoing review of the city's COVID-19 mitigation plan. Right now, COVID-19 cases are increasing. As of August 10th, Ketchikan Public Health has reported more than 100 new positives within the past 2 weeks. Council member Abby Bradbury says that she's had many complaints about people who are positive for COVID-19, not quarantining, or even social distancing.
I'm starting to get a little concerned that people are testing positive and then they're just running amok, causing more and more problems for folks in town.
Fire Chief Abner Hoag told the council that local authorities can't enforce someone's quarantine, but issues can be reported to the State Division of Public Health. Politics aside, there was one thing on everyone's mind at the meeting. Earlier that day, 6 people died in a floatplane crash. Council members gave their condolences, starting with Dave Kiefer.
Prayers should go out to the families and people who were involved in the floatplane accident this afternoon. That was another horrible thing that are unfortunately becoming all too frequently common in our community the last decade or so.
Then everyone took a moment of silence. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Molly Lubers.